With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After what's described as the biggest manhunt in Minnesota history, 57-year-old Vance Bolter is in custody, wanted in the fatal shooting of a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband, and the wounding of another lawmaker and his spouse. Israel now claims control of the skies over Tehran, as well as other parts of Iran.
It's always difficult to verify claims like these made by any military, but if Israel has gained aerial superiority over Tehran, that essentially means that its fighter planes can operate at will without having to worry about Iranian air defenses. That could allow Israel to dramatically expand its operations. Its planes would be able to operate around the clock, and it could help them to hunt down even more Iranian military officials and other targets.
Correspondent Joseph Krauss reporting from Dubai. Iran fired more missiles at Israel overnight, about 100 according to Tehran. An appeals court will hold a hearing this week on President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles.
Late last week, a federal judge ruled that the president illegally deployed the National Guard to help with L.A. protests and said he must return control of the troops to California's governor. But the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stepped in immediately and temporarily blocked that judge's order. The court said it would hold a hearing on the matter on Tuesday. The order applied only to the National Guard troops and not Marines who were also deployed to Los Angeles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump is directing ICE to expand the deportation of illegal aliens in America's largest Democrat-controlled cities, with New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago among those cities. Ahead of this morning's opening bell on Wall Street, stock futures sharply higher. The Dow futures are up about 251 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 170 points. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in Pennsylvania.
A U.S. district judge has ruled that the public schools must allow private religious schools to participate in extracurricular activities, including sports. Special Counsel Thomas Breath of the Thomas More Society says, quote, Pennsylvania school districts cannot discriminate against students and exclude them from activities simply because they choose to attend a religious-based school. Religious discrimination has no place in our society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A feminist legal organization is warning parents that Roblox, a popular online game platform marketed to children as young as 5 years old, may be putting kids at risk of sexual exploitation. The group A Case for Women points out that Roblox has been accused of lackluster safety protocols when it comes to safeguarding users. Mounting lawsuits have accused Roblox of leaving an unlocked door predators have already exploited. This is SRN News. The French president makes a stopover in Greenland, a show of European support for the island, which President Trump says is strategically important to the United States.
French President Emmanuel Macron in Greenland on his way to the G7 in Canada. The European leader reiterating his criticism of President Trump's intention to take control of the strategic Arctic island by force if necessary, speaking mainly in French, saying, I don't think that's something allies do, and in English, restating support.
Convey a message of friendship and solidarity from France and the European Union to help this territory to face the different challenges.
Macron met with Greenland's leader as well as the Danish Prime Minister, since Greenland is an autonomous territory within Denmark. I'm Julie Walker.
Five people killed, three others missing, the wake of flash flooding in West Virginia's northern panhandle. More details at srnnews.com.